Now, so far, we've looked at the scale of the pollution problem that can be caused by cars and also how electric vehicles might be able to help. But before we all go rushing off and buying one, are the days of car ownership on a personal level and also car driving full stop numbered? Well, still with us are Richard Black from the Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit and Darren Capes, who's from the Institution of Engineering and Technology. Richard, let's begin with you then. So do you think cars' days are numbered? Do you think that we're actually just not going to own cars pretty soon?
I would have thought that cars will be around for a while, but I'm not sure they'll be around in such amounts as they are now, particularly not in cities. I mean, I think there's a generational thing. I mean, I've got two children in their early 20s. Only one of them learned to drive. Neither of them actually drives. And most of their friends don't want to drive.
Someone said to me the other day, my daughter's not going to, I'm not going to bother to urge her to get driving lessons because she'll never need to drive.
That's right.
They're that chipper about.
I don't have a car. I belong to a car share scheme. I use it once in a blue moon. It's so much easier than owning a car.
Darren?
Yeah, I think that's right. There's a lot of interest now in what we call mobility as a service. You basically use the car when you need it and you maybe don't own it. And this is kind of what car share is. And I think as technology grows, that will just get more complex. And we may well see the point which the car turns up, it takes you for the journey you want, you get out and it goes off and it fulfills somebody else's journey.
I mean, notwithstanding what we were saying earlier about the idea of you're lending your car battery to the national grid to help that topped up, I must admit I do feel a significant pang of guilt when I'm sitting in the traffic jam in my car with my one passenger, me, in it, and there's this enormous jam with I don't know how many hundreds of cars that look identical. Having a car share scheme where cars arrive, pick you up, take you where you want to go would give it all the convenience and none of the disadvantages, wouldn't it?
I think it's also worth remembering that cars may get a lot more expensive as they get more technology on board. You can't imagine somebody like EasyJet buying a very high-tech, very expensive aeroplane and only using it 5% of the time, which is kind of what we do with cars. So in the future, it may be that to get the benefits from the technology, cars will become more expensive and they will make more sense as a shared proposition.
Richard?
Yeah, I think it's that fact that you mentioned earlier, Chris, that does make a nonsense of the way we do things now. As you said, cars are expensive and we leave them on the driveway, so why not share them? One key thing here about autonomous cars is safety. We've already had these stories from the States, for example, where cars that are being driven in autonomous mode have collided with pedestrians, and you don't need that to happen too often before politicians, not to mention people, become very, very scared of that.
So I'm comfortable. I'm going to be driving for a little while yet. I'm pretty confident, though, that when my current car, which is a diesel car, eventually bites the dust, it'll probably go on forever because it's a diesel car, my next vehicle, I'm going to buy an electric car. So that's music to your ears, I presume, there, Richard. We'll have to leave it there. That was Richard Black and Darren Capes.